ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Two Hosts, One Word. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Norman, alongside... She thinks she's smarter than Joe Rogan, but she's not. Ugh. Lyle King. How's
God,
it going, Noelle?
I hate Joe Rogan.
You liked his podcast.
I liked the other woman. Joe Rogan just tries to get all deep. Like, who are you? Some wrestling guy. Be quiet.
Well, he doesn't do wrestling. He does Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
You can't even say the word. You're not allowed to talk
Brazilian
about it.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. BJJ. He's an MMA guy. He smokes a lot of weed. He's probably really high when he does all of his podcasts.
I just don't feel like getting lectured on spirituality and meaning of life and all this bullshit from some random man.
He's not really random. I'm pretty sure a lot of people like him.
I mean, you can like a guy without
and
having him think he's
said
like the shit.
Via text earlier, you were smarter than him.
I did not say that.
You essentially
said.
You told
me that I also think that I'm smarter than everyone, and that is false. I have never said that. In fact, I say that I'm faking my way through the majority of life pretty often.
Yeah, well, most people do.
Yeah, no, I think that that's normal.
So
if you
think you're
you
smarter
have your
than
shit together, you're probably an idiot.
Well, I've got everything going right for me. Everything's
and
smooth sailing.
Epitome of an idiot.
So. Smooth sailing. All right, everyone. So two hosts, one word from your very own mouth pudding. So every week we come to you with a different word of our choice, our random word generator's choice. Then each host comes with a topic from that word, mm-hmm. can be related to that word, or you can
has to,
go
you
out
to
on a limb.
Relate it to
somehow
the word.
It has to be related to the word, and then we'll discuss each of our two topics based on that word.
Yeah.
So for this week, we decided to go back to more basic words, two-syllable words.
Two.
Mm. So the word of the week, the weekly word, is global.
Global.
So global as in of a globe.
Yes.
So
I guess you could try saying it like that.
Well, that's the exact definition. Merriam-Webster's definition.
Did you look up the definition of global?
No, I'm probably. It's probably pretty close.
Of a globe.
All right. So you went first last week. So I'll start off this week with the word global.
Global.
So I'm going from global. We're keeping it. We're reeling it back some. Last week I went out on the. They went out on a limb.
Too many jumps.
Too many. Some would say too many jumps. I didn't say too many jumps.
Everyone says too many jumps.
Not too many jumps, but I'm reeling it in this week.
Cool.
So global, I'm going to talk about my first trip across the globe, across the big ocean.
The big sea.
The big sea to, as they say in their native tongue, España.
Yes.
Spain.
Spain.
I'm talking about Spain for all those non-Spanish speakers. I know.
Not only was this your first trip across the pond, it was also your first time on an airplane.
It was the first time on a big airplane.
You'd been on a smaller one?
I don't think you had. Maybe, but
you've seen a plane.
Yeah,
you knew what a plane was.
Yes, I've flown a plane.
No, not true.
Yeah, I've crashed a plane, but I've never been in the plane.
It's confusing.
We'll put like a what are those a story map?
I have no idea.
Storyboard. I'll storyboard my first plane experience for
okay,
you.
Okay.
This is my second plane experience. So we went over to Spain. I went with your family. It was me, you, and your sister's friend,
mm-hmm.
and then your mom and dad.
Yes.
So we had our own villa.
You can say their names.
No, we're trying to keep it pretty confidential.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they could make the connection between me.
They'll figure it out.
Okay.
So we had our own little room. They had their own little room.
Yeah, we had like our own apartment, and they had their own.
Yeah, yeah, and like a little resort in the south of Spain somewhere.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Marbella.
Marbella,
yes,
as they say in Spanish.
Yes.
All right. So I want to talk about one specific 12-hour period in Spain that really solidified my trip abroad. So it starts. I don't know what the days are. We're just gonna say we'll start on Thursday night. So Thursday night, there's next to our hotel. There's this little shopping center,
yeah,
type thing. They have restaurants and whatnot. And we walked around there before. And then we saw there's this little, like, Irish bar, pub.
Weird to
in
go
Spain.
To an Irish bar in Spain.
Yeah, but when in Rome, you know. Right?
That's the exact opposite of what that saying would be, but okay.
Okay. So we decided to go there, but your dad didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
He was tired or...
He's the grumpiest traveler.
Grumpy or something.
Yeah.
But it was me, you, your mom, your sister, and your sister's friend.
Yes.
So we go there. We have a few drinks.
Yes.
There's a bunch of... No, we didn't go there first. We went to a quieter, like, bar first because they had the football games on.
It was
the fantasy football championship.
But it's also kind of creepy.
But it was really creepy. But
yeah, and we were the only ones in there for the beginning, and then all these weird people came in.
And then your sister made friends with this guy named Nemo, who has got kicked out of England.
And he was so old and hitting on them. They were, like, what, high school? Maybe freshmen in college?
They were maybe freshmen in college.
Oh, it was so creepy.
But it was just like, why are you trying to make friends with this weird man?
Yeah, it was a weird time.
But he did tell us we should go to the Irish bar down
the street. That's how we found out about it.
Right,
okay.
So we go down
making
there.
Making the connections.
Right. And we there's a lot of people there, actually.
Oh, it was packed.
It was hugely packed, and it was fun.
It was
they
really
had drinks.
Fun.
They also, this is probably the high point of the story. They also had karaoke going.
I hate karaoke. That's the low point of the story for me.
We'll have to do a topic on just on karaoke itself.
I hate it.
So, I mean, this was pretty late at night. They didn't close the bar till like 3 or 4.
Oh yeah, they started the karaoke at like midnight or one.
Yeah, it was super late. Yeah. Oh, it was the night before New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It was January 30th.
Yeah.
That's right. So, me being a little drunk, decide I need to make some friends.
Yes.
You know what's the best way to make friends in a foreign country?
I do not.
Do karaoke Eminem.
Yeah, you were so good.
And fucking kill it.
Maddie still states that is her favorite memory of you.
Well, it's a good
doing
memory.
Eminem karaoke, and nobody knew the words.
No, but I remember it was like in the middle of, because I did two songs.
Yeah,
that
you
night.
Did it twice.
The first song, it was like they were like, "This guy knows. Is he the Eminem?"
At first, you got up there and they're like, "This is gonna go really badly," and then you did a really good job. So when you went up the next time, they were expecting you to kill it, and you did, and it was
no,
it was
but they definitely
hype.
Thought I was Eminem, white kid, blonde, short hair.
Kind of hood looking.
Yeah, kind of pretty hood. Pretty hood. So the first time it goes up, it goes well. It goes really well.
It went really well.
Second time I go up there, I think first time was like the Real Slim Shady.
Yeah, it was
second
a song
time
everyone knew.
Was Without Me, probably. So the second time, these, I don't know, they were like German or something, right?
I don't remember.
But they were like these two like kids like our age, like college kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going and they try to come up and like take the mic and like sing with me, and I'm just like, no,
I got this.
You need to go back to your seats.
You can have the next song.
You can have your next song. But yeah. I got this.
Yeah, they were also really drunk.
They were really nice.
Yeah, they were nice. They're very drunk.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we stay there for a while.
Oh, pretty much until closing.
Until closing. I mean, it's maybe what, half a mile walk back.
Not even. Yeah, it was pretty short. It was a good walk. Like, it was enjoyable. Yeah.
So we walked back, but on the walk back, I remember everyone kept falling and tripping over because we had to like walk
eating
over a bridge.
And we were wearing stupid high heels.
Yeah,
the girls.
I hadn't walked in them before, so.
Adam was very bad in high heels.
I think that's what threw him off when I started doing karaoke Eminem.
You're dressed in like sweatpants, a white beater, and then you got the stilettos on.
Yeah. So walking back, everyone's falling over. We get back. Everyone makes it back safe. And then we wake up the next morning.
Can I take the story over?
You can tell a little bit of the story.
So we wake up in the morning. And what's the first thing when you wake up, you're trying to ward that hangover off, what's the first thing you do?
Brush your teeth.
No. Chug a ton of water. Yeah. Takes Advil.
Yeah.
So initially, I just go. We had these massive water bottles we had bought at the grocery store. It was empty. So I fill it up, chug like 3 of them, and take some aspirin and go lay back down. You can take the story back over.
Oh, okay.
Because it plays into what happens.
Yeah,
later
but you.
On.
Why did you need to tell that part?
Because you always. I don't know. I just wanted to.
All right. So then we all get up together. Everyone's feeling terrible except your dad, who's in a cheery mood because everyone's hungover.
Oh yeah, and it was like he had proved us right. Like, oh, you're gonna go out and have fun.
Yeah.
You're all gonna be like shit in the morning. He was so happy we all felt like shit.
So we all pile in this like eight passenger van, and we're driving along the highway.
Driving through the curvy ass mountains to go to some little town.
To go to a castle or something.
Yeah, which was cool.
And then all of a sudden, me and you are in the very back seat. Then it's your sister and her
and
friend.
And we should say the windows don't open in this van.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
God.
It's curvy. We're feeling a little hungover. Lyle chugged a bunch of water. And she's just like,
from the tap,
I think I'm going to throw up. And I'm just like, no, no, you're not. You're going to hold that in. You're going to swallow it like a man. You're not throwing up in this van. And so this is where it gets a little graphic. You proceed to puke into your hands, and you have like the chunks in your hands, but the water is just flowing through your hands, and it's just making this spatter sound on the back.
I am also a disgusting puker. Like, not even just because that was especially gross, but all the time I make the worst sounds. Oh, God.
And then your sister hears the spatter and then smells it and freaks the fuck out.
Because the bottom under the seats is open and it's all water. And it's just rolling. Because I chugged 3 bottles of tap water and got, like, water poisoning.
So then your dad pulls over and now is pissed. Because he knows y'all went out drinking, you knew we had to get up, and now you're throwing up in the van.
And immediately says it's because I drank too much, which it was not fully because of that.
But the best part is he's so mad. I'm sitting there trying to clean up the van with your mom, and your dad just, like, walking back and forth along the highway.
So angry, he was purple. Yeah. Like, he was so mad.
And then the favorite, we finally kind of clean it up. We get back in the van. We're driving to a gas station, get some good water to wash out the van. And your dad's just like, you know, if you just wanted to go on vacation to get drunk, I could have given you $200 and gone to downtown Lynchburg.
He was such a dick. He was there so was puke mad. Everywhere. And it was hot in the car with bad AC.
So then we...
oh, my God.
We go by the gas station, get some actual water, clean out the van, get wipes. We go to the castle. The castle was...
Well, no. We keep driving, and I throw up again.
Oh, did you throw up again?
It happened twice on the drive up, and we kept stopping and cleaning the van up, and it was so bad. Oh, yeah, so we get up to the castle.
Castle's fun.
Not fun for me, because at that point, I had no food on my stomach. Yeah. It was cold as shit.
Yeah, it was really cold.
And I was, like, shaking, and I wouldn't eat anything the whole day, because I was scared I was going to throw up. My dad was going to yell at us about going to Lynchburg again.
Yeah, that was... That was a really good, like, 8 to 12 hours. Really broadened my, you know, horizons.
And
as
it
far
continued
as traveling.
On because we yes, couldn't get the
we
van
We could not
cleaned.
Get that smell whenever we got in the van. This was had to have been, like, the fourth day out of, like,
yeah,
6.
Yeah, it was early on.
And every time we got in the van from then on out, it
hot
just smelled
vomit.
Like hot vomit. It was disgusting.
Oh, this is so gross.
That was great. Also, on the flight back, I got really sick. Like I just got, like, a cold or something
from
the time change. And the guy, so it was, he had the window seat, and me and you were in the middle and in, and he went up and pissed, like, 30 fucking times on a 10-hour flight. It was so annoying. I fall asleep, excuse me, I gotta pee. I'm like, oh, no, fuck
halfway through, I was like, we should just switch seats with this guy.
Yeah, seriously.
And put him on the edge, but that was, I had the edge, and I wanted to keep the edge, so.
Well, I don't blame you for wanting to keep the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that was my first trip abroad. So
you're welcome
takeaways,
for that.
Takeaways. Yeah. Don't drink tap water from another country. You'll probably throw up.
Yes.
Number
or other end. It'll come out the other end.
Oh, well.
That's happened to me too. Not fun.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Second takeaway. If you want to make friends in a foreign country, karaoke Eminem. Guaranteed to work every single time.
Guaranteed. All right.
All right, next topic.
All right. So... Global is our word. I know you could totally tell from us talking about our favorite movies.
Favorite movies that you can laugh at over and over. Don't get it confused.
Globally. So when I think of global, I think of world, and then I think of world records.
What about world records? How many world records have you personally broken?
Like, at least 7.
None.
No.
Next.
0. That's the topic. Goodbye, you guys. It's been nice. No. I wanted to talk about Guinness World Records and give you a little background. Actually prepared this week, so that's always good.
Shoot.
And then talk about some cool world records.
Just cool world records?
Yeah, like some weird ones.
I'm going to tell you some cool world records to look up. We're going to do that.
All right, we can do that.
All right.
Okay. So, do you know how the world records was founded?
Somebody with a really long dick was just like, who can beat it?
Gotta put this in a book.
Gotta put it down. I need a picture of me and my long dick.
Kinda. No, not. Sir Hugh Beaver. So.
Yeah, that's a porn name right
that
there.
That is.
Huge Beaver. Huge Beaver.
He was actually the director of Guinness Breweries, which is always a cool job. And he was on a hunting trip. He got into an argument because he missed a shot and tried to claim that it was the fastest bird in Europe.
fastest bird? He was shooting at a bird?
He was shooting a bird, and that's why he missed the bird, because it's the fastest in Europe, and he got into this big argument. And then him and his buddies were just talking, and they're like, you know what? I bet a bunch of other drunk people in Europe are fighting about stuff like this. We should make a book that puts down all the records.
So this is the owner of Guinness Beer.
No, he was at the time the director of the Guinness Brewery.
So, like, Guinness Beer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's like, that's how he got the name Guinness World Records.
Oh, shit. I didn't even make that
connection. How did you not know that?
Did not make that connection at all. All
right.
I'm going to pretend like I did make that connection. But anyways, they started the reference book in 1955. And it actually holds a world record itself for being the book that has been the best-selling copyrighted book.
Like, and, of all time?
Yeah, of all time.
Over the Bible? Bible was not copyrighted.
Yeah. It's cheating. Been written or published every year for 63 years in over 100 countries and 23 languages. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So let's get to these cool longest dick. Who's got it?
I did not look that up. I don't want to know. But did look up longest fingernails. Fucking gross. The pictures? Horrifying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we've seen
horrifying.
These. Yeah.
She started growing these. Lee Redmond, of course, has to be from the United States. All the weirdos. What the hell?
Naturally.
She started growing them in 1979, and they were 28 feet long in 2008 when she won.
She's cut them down in this picture, clearly.
No. So they were 28 feet long in 2008, and she got into a car crash in 2009 and lost her fingernails and called it the most dramatic event of her life.
Jesus Christ.
She then came back and said, while that was still the most traumatic event of my life, things are now much easier without them. Obviously talking about wiping after going to the bathroom. Like, what else could be the hardest thing in the world with long-ass fingernails like
that's
that?
True. I wouldn't like, have thought of that.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Right? Think about how hard life would be with 28-foot fingernails.
Yeah, I...
You just have to sit there on the couch all day. Like, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't even put clothes on.
I mean, you could take pictures of your fingernails and be like, still number one.
Somebody had to dress her, though. Think about that. And get it over her fingernails. How else do you put clothes on?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, this is horrible.
This woman's an idiot.
Oh, she's horrible. Her fingernails are still very long, but she no longer has 28.5 feet. Long fingernails. Yeah. All right, you want some others?
Shoot.
All right, largest pizza was 13,000 square feet.
What? Yeah. Where was this made?
In Italy, duh. What are you talking about? In 2012, and it was gluten-free.
where do they make it though?
That's I have
13,000 square feet. See how many square miles that is.
I don't know how to do that.
You
math.
Go to Google, type in 13,000, type in square feet to square miles. You're going to use square feet to square miles.
All right.
And then type in 13,000. So that is
that's not very. All right,
so that's not very big.
What do I do square?
Square yard.
Why would that matter? We know feet better.
All right, so
this was a shitty reference.
It was really big.
It was
a third of an acre. There we go.
That is
why are you looking at blue people?
I'm going to get to this.
Okay. So, funny story about largest pizza in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You remember ever watching Hey Arnold?
Yeah, I loved Hey Arnold.
There's an episode where they try and break a Guinness World Record, and one of them is they try and make, like, the biggest, like, calzone or something,
mm-hmm.
and the kid, Stinky, I think? I forget what his name is.
With the green shirt?
No, it was the kid with the backward baseball cap and long dick nose, Squidward nose.
Yeah, and the green shirt.
That's not Stinky. We're thinking of different people. Anyway,
okay, whatever.
The kid was supposed to put in 10, like, teaspoons of flour, but he put in 10 tablespoons of flour, and exploded, and they didn't get the world record. Italy beat them. Fucking assholes.
Sad day. Yeah. Of course it was Italy. I can't believe you asked what country that was.
Let's go.
Okay. Most venomous spider, of course, from Australia.
Black widow, yeah.
No, next. No. Not the black widow. Male Sydney funnel web spider.
That's gay.
They're huge.
Black widow is where it's at.
0.2 milligrams of their venom is lethal.
I don't know what that means.
It's a tiny amount of liquid.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was scary, and I don't want to go to Australia.
Well, Australia's got a lot of scary things. You ever heard of a drop bear?
A koala?
No, they're called drop bears. They're different. They're a form of koala. that are indigenous to the night, and they'll drop on you and fuck you up.
Okay, you're making shit up.
No, they're real things, drop bears.
That's the same thing as a koala.
Yeah, but they're ferocious koalas. They're rabid koalas.
All koalas are ferocious. They're bears. No, they're just cute-looking bears.
Nice little dudes. They just sit there, eat on their eucalyptus leaves, and hang out.
All right. I want you to go antagonize a koala bear and watch it suddenly
turn into a drop
bear.
It's fucking 2 feet tall. It ain't going to do dick. I'll punt that little bitch across the outback.
You're such an ass. All right, next one. Oldest person ever. That's this beautiful woman. I can't say her name.
Jean-Louise Clamé.
Yeah, she's from France. She lived to be 122 and
lived,
a half
so
years old.
She's currently dead. So she's not oldest
person. She was
person.
Oldest, the person who lived the longest in this world.
Since 1954.
Since on record.
On record.
She was born in 1875 and died in 1997.
Just short of 2000
but
mark.
This quote was really funny. So on her 120th birthday, a journalist asked her what kind of future she expected, and she said a very short one.
Oh, like she was going to die?
Yeah, and she did.
She's got a nice head of hair for 120.
She does. Looking good.
Looking good.
Okay, so most people dressed as Smurfs.
Why are you looking up the weirdest world records?
In Ireland in 2008, they had 1,253 people dressed as Smurfs. But in 2007 in Ireland, they had 13,000 people dressed as Santa.
Why?
I don't know, but I love that Ireland is so into doing this.
Why do they want to dress up as people?
I think they just want some world records. What else they got to do?
Drink beer and
dress like Smurfs.
Eat potatoes. I don't know what else they do over there. I literally
apparently
have no
costumes.
Idea. Yeah, apparently they're big into costumes.
So, are there any world records that you think you could get?
Longest dick. Just kidding. Smallest dick.
So stupid.
Any world records I could get?
Maybe let's narrow that down. Let's say, like,
Connecticut records. I couldn't believe you didn't think of, like, the coolest one. Most beers drank in a single setting?
They actually said the world record took those off.
Why?
Of their website because they didn't want to get sued. They took off all alcohol,
do you know who
beverage,
did it?
And food-related world records.
Yeah, who did it, though, right?
No.
Andre the Giant.
Did he?
Yeah, he drank, it was like 220 beers in one sitting or something.
And he lived? Jesus.
Yeah, I forget.
I mean,
look,
he's
look it up real quick.
Massive.
Yeah, it was, I think I've seen it on, like, a bunch of things. I mean, the dude was, like, what, 7'4"?
I don't know.
I mean, he was a pretty big dude.
Andre the Giant.
119
the world.
In 6 hours.
12-ounce bottles of beer.
Yeah, what else size beer would he
drink? I don't
know,
maybe he drank, like, little bitty ones.
No. Well, they look little bitty in his hand.
Yeah, but actually, the Guinness Book of World Records took all alcohol and food-related ones out because they were scared that someone was going to die and they were going to get sued.
Pussies.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can just like keep track of that shit yourself.
What records could I do?
We could let's lower from world record because, be honest, you're not gonna get any.
You don't know that.
I mean, you know, small stick doesn't count, I guess, Adam.
I guess.
But we can go down from world records. Just say like, in our 5 mile radius, what record do you
well,
think
I'm
you
pretty
could
sure
win?
Have you seen the people up here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Pretty sure I have some 5 mile radius records.
What do you think you have?
Coolest?
That's not a record. You
that's
can't measure
a
that.
Record. I'm blanking. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have anything.
What world record could you break?
Most sushi eaten in
a year?
I bet
you there's someone else here that eats a lot more sushi. We just talked about this. You eat too much, you die, you lose. It's not a world record.
That's okay. All right. I guess I'm going to lose from dying of sushi.
I have no idea. I need to see what competition I got.
What world record do you think I could win?
Ugh, looking good for you.
Do I have any talents?
You're very talented.
At?
A lot of things.
You're such an ass.
World records is not one of them.
That's very true.
I don't know. I'd have to find something super, super specific.
Well, I do have this one guy who has 7 world records.
In what?
But they're so stupid.
Like what?
Most socks put on a foot in 1 minute. Guess how many? Guess how many?
12.
45.
Oh my God. How?
I have no idea. Okay, you want some more? Most Ferrero Rocher, I can't say that.
What?
Chocolates. What? It's like a chocolate type. Stacked into a tower. Guess how many?
What?
He stacked chocolate in a tower.
Oh, 12. I don't know.
12.
So are they circles or something?
Yeah.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, but still, they're flat on the bottom. It's like It's like round on the top, flat on the bottom.
Oh, fuck that. 12. I could do 12. That.
Okay. Most sugar cubes balanced on the chin. How many?
18.
17. That was good.
That doesn't seem hard.
No, it doesn't. Most AA batteries held in one hand. Guess how many?
20.
48. Right? Like, that's a lot of batteries.
He probably just held them, like, stacked them.
Yeah, that's cheating. You just have to close your fingers around them.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What is this? Most clothespins on the face in 1 minute.
30.
51.
In 1 minute? So, yeah, just...
He just, like, opened them all and just shoved them onto his face at one time.
This guy is a cheater. I don't like this guy.
Most CDs balanced on his finger. Guess how many?
Like, just stuck a CD on him.
Just CDs on a finger.
10.
225.
What?
Yeah.
He has to just, like, slide them on his finger and then
just
go,
like, stack them all the way up. Yeah. Okay, last one. Fastest time to shell a boiled egg.
2 seconds.
2.66.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yeah, and he has a ton of them.
What's his name?
His name is Silvio Saba from Italy.
So the big takeaway from this podcast...
Silvio Saba has too much time on his
Silvio
hands.
Silvio Saba is a fucking dick. Save some world records for the other peasants around the world.
You know, I could have held a lot of AA batteries.
I
Maybe
could.
Not 48, but like 40?
40, and you would have had a world record.
I know. Silvio dick. Took it.
All right, everyone. That's been another episode of Two Hosts, One Word from your very own mouth, Puddings Podcast. Peace out.